pot liquor. Mama used to love pot liquor. I never did like pot liquor.
I'll eat that. I like.
You know, that's the juice of the vegetables of the cook.
I like that. I like greens
and the pot liquor. And Mama, our cook was always cooked with the fat meat, you know. And that pot liquor, boy, was it greasy.
Yeah. We're talking about food, the little white grain food that you might eat.
Rice?
And the other one that's
grits?
Did you ever see any, I guess grits of the ground corn where they just leach the corn and don't grind it? And the whole kernel just leached out and might make some.
Well, you can get a whole grain of corn canned there, you know. Yeah.
Did you ever have any hominy or anything like that?
Yes, I like hominy.
How was that made? What exactly is that?
I don't know what they do. They treat the corn, they soak the corn in lye of some kind. Don't they have to wash it? Mm-hmm. We always bought, I don't remember ever remember them fixing any hominy out of corn in the kitchen at home. We always bought it already fixed. I like hominy. I buy it in cans. When I haven't had any in several years, I'll have to get some. I forget about what I've used to eat, and I run out of things to eat, fixing my own meals.
Mm-hmm. And my wife, she gets tired of eating the same things every so often, and I'll just start.
I'm about tired now, but I can't quit because I don't know anything to substitute for.
Try smiling.
My doctor, the folks were talking about my being too thin, and a while, sometime back, and I asked her, and he said, Miss, if you get a balanced diet, I said, you get meat, vegetables, and fruit every day. You eat a balanced diet, and you don't have to eat a lot of it. He never mentions my weight. Of course, I never had enough on my bones for any doctor to mention them.
I think it's better to be overweight than overweight.
Oh, it's much better.
Overweight, of course, causes some heart problems.
But the Lord just been good to me because I don't think I would have had the willpower to have dieted like poor Bunny says to die.
We're talking about names and things. The illegal whiskey that sometimes people sell, what do you usually call that? That people make at home and so forth.
They call it homebrew for a while, but then what do they call it? Oh, my mercy alive. Oh, I think I'd ate well.
Good one. And you walk in and someone's cooking, makes a good impression on your nostrils, you might say, just
sure does smell good.
And for breakfast on biscuits or on pancakes, you might put some
syrup on.
Anything else you might use, like syrup?
Well, now, I don't like pancakes for breakfast. I eat pancakes. We did eat pancakes. When I had a teacher living up there with me, sometimes for supper, we'd have pancakes and scrambled eggs. And we would eat. I'm going to eat cereal for my supper tonight. Special K with raisins. Don't put any sugar on it.
Okay. Just cut that off. Make sure I don't hit the CD. Molasses, did you ever eat molasses too?
Good old ribbon cane molasses. Papa had friends who made it themselves.
How's that different from syrup?
Oh, how's it different?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it depends on what kind of syrup you're going to use. Some people use Cairo on pancakes, and some people use maple syrup, which I don't like. And there's nothing that can top ribbon cane molasses. Have you ever seen them make it? They feed the ribbon cane into the thing, and the horse comes around and grinds it all up, and they put it in vats and boil it. Oh, and does it smell good, and is the air all around there sticky?
I guess so.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've seen people make ribbon cane, and it is really good. Now,